as before she hears a little song. Rain in me, sovereign Lord, rain in me, rain in me, sovereign Lord, rain in me. Captivate my heart, let thy will be done, establish that we know, let thy kingdom come. Some years ago, a group of Jehovah's Witnesses told me Jehovah on his return will establish the governance of his kingdom in New York. Mormons say Jesus' kingdom will first begin in Utah. Overwhelmingly, however, Christians believe Jesus shall return to Jerusalem and Palestine and rule in Israel born of men upon this earth. Common to them all, however, is that their kingdom will abide in the tenets of their religion. Yet this, as we shall hear, is not what Jesus said. And so while many Christians and Jews look for the Messiah's return in Jerusalem, the remainder await the rapture, which era hopes Jesus will take them either before or after the Great Tribulation, depending on their teaching. But do not understand the Great Tribulation Jesus warned would follow the abomination of desolation Daniel foresaw, is the reaping of those curses and plagues born of their religious teachings. That the desolation and tribulation they fear is of their own making, and further, are fully blind to God's oath with Abraham that foresaw his seed would bow in bondage. Yet when asked by his disciples when the world would end and he returned, Jesus replied, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word would remain." And in the book of Revelation, we see this heaven and earth dissolve, and New Jerusalem descend upon a new heaven and a new earth. And so men's teachings regard Jesus' return to govern upon this earth, a void of truth. But let us rest in Jesus, who told the Jews who condemned him, "My kingdom is not of this world." Now, if his kingdom is not of this world, then where? Well, in John's Gospel, we observe a conversation between Jesus and a master of the Jewish religion that sheds light on the truth. We read, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus at night and said, 'Rabbi, we know you are a teacher from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.' Nicodemus said to him, 'How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?' Jesus answered, 'Truly, truly, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.'" And so Jesus did not speak of his rule upon this earth, or indeed his dominion over our flesh, but said we must be born of the Spirit to enter his kingdom. And the keys to Jesus' kingdom were given to Peter at Pentecost, who commanded we repent in the waters of baptism for the remission of our sin in Jesus' name, that we might receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which Spirit is Jesus' angel given to this church. It is here we are born of the water. It is here we are born of the Spirit. And it is here we enter into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Further, we read in Luke's Gospel, when demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, Jesus answered them and said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. Nor shall they say, look here or look there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And so, brethren, because it does not come with observation, that is, because we cannot see it, then it comes through faith. But which faith? The Catholic, the Protestant, Pentecostal, Jewish? Which is true? Well, the Apostle Paul declared there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And there is only one place in all of Scripture where this faith is given a name. In Revelation 14, the faith of Jesus. For this cause, the Apostle Paul commanded we examine our faith, that we might know that Jesus Christ dwells within us. This is the Spirit of truth Jesus promised would dwell in us, saying, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And this fulfills the new covenant the prophet Jeremiah spoke of, saying, the Lord, the existing one, would dwell in the Israel of God and write his law in their hearts. This new covenant, brothers and sisters, speaks of a law and rule of God Almighty in us, a spiritual law, a law of faith without sin, in an Israel redeemed by the blood and born of the water and the Spirit. Amen. As Jesus said, born not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. And so where the scepter of Jesus' law abides, there is his kingdom. And if we believe God is one Lord, and we do to others as we would have them do to us, when we forgive one another, when we love our enemies, then, brethren, we abide in his kingdom. And if you can receive it, that city of truth, New Jerusalem, descending from God upon a new heaven and a new earth, is the covenant of Jesus Christ's kingdom restored in you and in me. Its foundation of 12 stones, the faith of the apostles of the Lamb, and the angels of its 12 gates call to an Israel born of the water and the Spirit. For in those 12 tribal gates is the spirit of prophecy, the testimony of Jesus Christ. So now, is there any among you that must be born of the water and the Spirit? If you believe Jesus is both Lord and Christ, then the key of David has been turned in you by Jesus the Almighty. As no man can teach you this truth, and if this truth is opened in you, then repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And receive the gift of Jesus' Spirit in you. And from his rule and dominion shall his kingdom come within you. Lord, you know their hearts. Break your word open in them and bless it in your consecrated name. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Reign in me, sovereign Lord, reign in me. Sanctify my heart, let thy will be done, establish that we know, let thy kingdom come.